Homer, WWZ, listening.
TFW Mobile.
4 TFW KS, 4 WWZ, good morning.
Good morning, Chandler. Happy Friday.
What'd you say?
I said happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Well, I'll need some
breakfast.
I'll holler at you in a little bit,
but
if you don't
grow. I'll catch you after a bit.
KN4 TFW. CFO. New happy
Friday.
Glad it's here. Wife and kids are finally coming home.
House cleaned up spotless.
Spotless. Especially to my standards, but it's not bad. I got it ready for me.
Is everything in its place?
I'm not allowed to do that in the house. This is cleaned up. Got all my cast iron pots and pans and everything. Got all those finally cleaned up. I'm glad to reseason some of them. Like, God darn it. I guess the kid that borrowed my 10-inch Dutch oven, I guess whatever it was he had in there burned, and when I've scraped it off, man, it filled some of that carbon buildup off of it, so I'm going to have to go back and reseason it a little bit.
I know my grandma, when I look back and how you're supposed to do a cast iron pan and how she did it, it's like, man, it ain't no wonder why everything stuck.
My mother-in-law, you know, she gave me a nice frying pan, basically, from the Cracker Barrel. And when I got it, it wasn't rusted bad, but it was rusted. Like, and she would just basically wash it with soap and water and stick it in the cabinet like a normal pan. And she just, you know, she didn't want to take care of it anymore. So she gave it to me, and I cleaned it up, got rid of all the rust, got it all shiny, and seasoned it real good.
Put soap and water in it, put it on the stove, and let it boil for a little bit and everything, and then wash it out, and of course that got all those seasoning out of it.
It don't help.
Got quite a few of them, and it's like, yeah, you better not put it down there in that soapy water. If you get it seasoned right, you can just about wipe it out and get it clean.
I mean, most of the time, once I get them good, we did a Mountain Man breakfast, which was just, you know, the eggs and hash browns and stuff for the Boy Scout trip. Hardly none of that stuck. And then when I cleaned it up, I put some more oil in it. And then when we did brownies later that evening, they ended up barely sticking at all, just kind of where the edges of the actual Dutch oven were, but the bottom didn't stick at all. I didn't hardly have to do anything to clean it.
A good black coating on it.
I tell you what I've been using here lately to season mine. I tried it last time because, you know, that smell inside the house just sucks. So my smoker that's outside, you know, it'll do variable temperatures, and it'll maintain those temperatures. So last time I was seasoning one of my Dutch ovens, I used that to do it. So I might try it this weekend as well.
We take camping, but normally I cook baked potatoes in it, use it like a little oven, sit it down on the coals, throw some potatoes in there and that, and let them cook.
Some good plans for not this weekend, next weekend. I'm going to try to do some biscuit and gravy, and I may, if I can talk the wife into getting everything together for it, which she probably will, I'm going to try the lasagna recipe. Just to see how it turns out, just give it a shot. Because, I mean, it won't taste bad. It might just not turn out what I'm thinking it will. So I might experiment with that this coming, not next weekend.
KO4, HKX.
At the house?
Good morning, Patrick. You're up early for a day you could have slept in.
I know, you just get used to waking up, and here you are.
Get on FT8 like Dave?
Or PSK31.
I had to use all that stuff for now. I ain't done it in so long.
What's in the way of what you want to do, right?
SK31 yesterday, I had a conversation with a dude out of Texas. Didn't last long to the bands. Man, 40 meters was just kind of up and down yesterday.
Must be some kind of solar storm or mass injection or something last week.
It's been doing pretty good. I mean, it keeps firing off solar flares in our direction. And I know there's a, I don't remember what the ratings are and stuff. We've had a couple of them over the last few days. I think it's calming down a little bit now, but we're still in the firing range.
Article about it earlier this week, and it was talking about it. It's supposed to be like Tuesday night or Wednesday. It was supposed to be a big one.
He that does a YouTube, Tamantha something or another. They usually post their videos on the ARRL website. Y'all ever watch those?
I'd be a negative here.
It's like kind of a weather thing, but it's of the sun. And, you know, she'll tell you about the different flares that are coming our way and probability that something will hit Earth and, you know, what it'll do to our, the K-index, SFI, you know, whether that's going to help propagation or not, or whether it might affect GPS systems and stuff. She does a pretty good job. It's interesting. And, you know, she'll show videos and stuff of the sun and get to watch it fire off some of these solar flares.
You know, the beginning of the clip on Facebook and that, but I've never actually clicked on it, watched it.
Name, Tabitha or Samantha or something like that, I don't know. I'll find it, I'll send y'all a link to it. Get on the weekend?
This weekend.
Any plans for the weekend?
Eat the grass and then, got to go over to my old neighbor's and help me put a little handicap rail on a shower.
Morning, going to the rod run.
Sounds more fun than Ken's, but...
In the snow.
Hey, and I can't believe it. I was looking at the weather, and it's only supposed to be a high of 48 over there tomorrow.
6 inches in the higher elevations.
First time I've been over there in the snow and drove home.
Where?
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Again.
It can snow up here into May, so I've seen it happen in my lifetime. But it doesn't happen much anymore, I can tell you that.
I'm out of nothing this weekend. I might clean out the screen damn porch. Right now, this is green inside there.
A full bodysuit on when you go out there and all that pollen will kill you. Get rid of it.
Hose pipe in there and spray it all out, get it out of there. It's going to be a pain in the butt.
I'm just trying to wake up completely this morning for some reason.
Out this week.
You can see and find me a good HF antenna that I like.
Is that ATOS 120?
Yeah, I mean, I like that one. I just got to figure out how you can drive it. You know, that might be a good one for the house.
I have it off of 12 volt power supply.
Order me a biscuit.
Hey, isn't it?
It's the Yaesu ATOS 120. It is an automatic tune antenna, and I'm pretty sure it will auto-tune with the 450. When you hit your tune button, it will automatically move up where you want it. Steve's got one of them. I can find out from him.
So is it like a Tar Heel where it's a screwdriver antenna?
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same thing, but it's made to be mounted on a vehicle where you can drive and do HF. Thought that was pretty cool. But, so, that's all I really know about it. He's telling me about it and showed me his.
It does auto-tune, so you just treat it like a normal vertical and put up some radials and whatnot.
It does auto-tune, and he was using it on his little Saturn. He just had it mounted to the deck lid.
One of those small Toyota pickup trucks, or it was a Nissan anyway, but the little bitty ones. You know, they're not four-wheel drive, they're not up off the ground. Dude had a big old, I mean, he had one of the big Tar Heels or something. I mean, that thing, it just looked like it dwarfed his whole truck. It was so tall.
ATOS 120s would be pretty nice to have.
You'd be able to, you know, take it with you if it wasn't too hard to take off. And then I know I've seen a lot of videos where it's, you know, they use it mobile. And I know some of the Yaesus will drive it. Just don't know if mine will, because I got, you know, my HF and it goes into a tuner and then the tuner goes out. So I just don't know how to make it adjust.
Steve has got one and he's using it with a 450. So can just ask him.
Got how he does it.
Figure out somehow the antenna would need to be tuned before your tuner, or you'd have to take your tuner out of the loop, wouldn't you?
Or they might have a tuner that, you know, you put in between that will tune it.
Here later today, I'll try to ask him.
Get with him and maybe get some information from Dave one day. Finally got my airplane in yesterday. Man, that's, well, I was happy. That was, I was taking it out of the box, hooking stuff up, and I hooked it up. And, I turned the throttle up. God, that thing, I mean, it just about pushed it across the room, and it didn't even have any wheels or anything on.
Started on that, and there ain't no telling when they'll end.
Thinking it'd be goodbye to all the radio equipment.
A trainer is pretty neat. You can download a trainer on your computer and use that to, I guess, get used to it. So I was able to select my plane in the trainer and fly it on the computer using a controller. I couldn't use my controller. It came with a plane, but I used just a regular computer controller. Can y'all still hear me? I'm parked in the parking lot.
How many times you crashed it?
Nothing bad. I said, I can hear you fine. You got just a little bit of white noise with you, but not much.
This spot, I couldn't park in my new spot. I was parking my old spot. So, well, gentlemen, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm going to go ahead and start my trek on in the plant. So y'all be safe. Ken, be safe. Patrick, enjoy your day off today. And maybe we'll holler at you this weekend on the radio, or maybe it'll be Monday morning. BKO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
I'm just going up tomorrow, so I'll be back, driving back and forth tomorrow. So you have a good weekend, and I'll look forward to talking to y'all next time on down the log, KO4HKX.
Have a good one, KN4TFW.
Close.
Now I'm about to get on the interstate here. And on Facebook, and I copied it, and I thought he said it was like a comet, UHV-6 or whatever, but when I looked at that one, it didn't look much like the one he was using. And it did like 40, 15, 10, and 6 or something like that, but it didn't do 20.
I don't know a whole lot about them, so all I know is what little I've talked to Steve and the other guys on here.
I think I got a picture of it on my tablet, but it kind of looked like the octopus, but the octopus, you know, has got a, you know, opposite, you know, like 20-meter hamsticks, got, you know, one on each side, 180 out. This one just had one for each band, and it said the ground radials were built in.
In a YouTube video last night, this ham radio dude, he's got one that, I don't know, it's about a 10-inch diameter or 12-inch diameter circle that you put on the ground, and then you mount the other antennas for each band up in it, and you can kind of pick which band you want by which antenna you put on it.
Here, let me get past this match button. I was looking at that DX Commander, and then I was thinking, well, dang, you can buy just the pole, and then I could just use the pole to hold mine up, couldn't I?
And I just bought an extendable painter's pole is what I've got here at the house, and I'm using it. I got it on Amazon. It's like $80, and it extends out to 30 feet long. So you can go that route. But I've got the information pulled up on that ATOS 120, and it works with the FT450. It will auto-tune with it.
Just put it on what you want, hit the button. You hit the tuner and take my tuner out of the loop.
You use the auto-tuner on the radio.
My external tuner on?
I would think so. Engineer's got it for $389.99, so $390.
And then I could put it on some kind of mount, put it on a pole, or... I know usually they have it on, like, I got a three magnet mag base. You reckon that'd stick to my tin roof?
Probably would. I know Steve put his on the roof of his metal building.
That one for when he's got his big tower.
He's over at his house, and that antenna's down at his shop, which, I don't know, our 300 yards apart, football field, so that's all I can tell you.
That might be the way to go, because, I mean, I don't run over 100 watts anyway, and that thing's good for, what, 150? Nice, that way if I went to the daughter's house, I could just take the radio and, you know what I mean, in the antenna, and I could work from there. Only problem is I might need a bigger power supply, because the power supply is only about half of what the radio says it needs. But, you know, it works fine, but I guess if you do the tuner, it might not.
I would probably invest in a bigger power supply and this antenna if you go run it. But there's other ones out here like it. So I know Jason just makes this one so it'll work with your system pretty easy.
Different screwdriver antennas, maybe that's what I need to do.
Operational bands are 40, 20, 15, 10, 6, 2, and 70 centimeters.
Meters?
And 70 centimeters.
Get it to tune on 2 meters if the radio is just the HF radio.
And I'm reading here. It's saying that it needs for portable VHF UHF operation is made possible with an optional ATBK-100 antenna base kit. The kit is not required, nor should it be used for mobile operations.
See what the optional kit is.
It says about it, so I really can't help you any more than that.
I mean, what is it? It only's got like a 3/8-16 connector at the bottom, doesn't it? Or has it got an NMO?
Mobile antenna mount, UHF male.
So, does it drive it off of the coax, or it's got to have another cable going out there to it?
Don't know. It doesn't say. Probably watch some YouTube videos and find out. But I'll ask Steve when I talk to him today.
Probably the best one. It'd get the most bands, the most bang for your buck.
Bands you use the most anyway, doesn't it? 40 and 20, 10 and 10, 15 and 6.
Yeah, no worries there. But if it did 10 and 15, it'd probably... You know, you gotta be good. Just won't do 80, but that's okay.
80 to do regional Communications.
Does that still do 80, do they?
It's listed on here, but I don't know. Like I said, it's not listed, but somebody may have found out how to get it to do it.
Does they screw a longer whip on the end?
They'll have a different whip on them or a different extended mount, something. It just, somebody will figure out a way to make it work.
When I'm tuning, you know, if I want like 7,200, I'll, you know, tune 20 away from it, tune, and then go back to it. So I ain't tuning up, you know, over the top of people trying to talk. Should still work though, right?
I would think so. Should still work. Ride down on the top of your car and take off with it. That way when you go to your daughter's, you can still use your HF radio.
3 inches in diameter, KN4 TFW.
Oh, no, it's not that big. I think it might be an inch and a half, somewhere in there.
Not at all.
About 4.5 foot to 5.25 foot tall. Good morning, Chandler.
Good morning, Keith. Good morning, everybody.
To the bus garage.
Just getting ready. I'm backing out the driveway now.
Out there on the road this morning.
You too. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good. I'm still sitting at the house, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm almost to work.
Here it says, designed for use with the ASU transceiver that support ATOS, microprocessing control signals are sent on the coax cable to adjust the antenna radiating length for best SWR.
Sounds like it is. It's worked to be the right one for it. That way I don't have to. That way I don't have to have an extra wire.
You're needing there.
I figured it was sending it over the coax to adjust it. Cause I know a buddy of mine lives in Virginia. He runs his rotor off of his coax.
Any reason you couldn't? I mean, it's a wire. You run power up it just as easy as you can a RF signal, I guess.
Can I get a signal report?
Full quieting. You're good, Chandler.
It must be my antenna.
Maybe me. I just got this little cheap antenna.
Steven, both of you full quieting into the repeater this morning, so Chandler's got a little bit of noise with him, but nothing to concern yourself about.
I think I'm having trouble
receiving.
Got a lot of static.
Are you on 123?
No, I'm on Minhart Road.
Over that way, on 123, there's spots that I get a lot of static on receive.
Those LED billboards.
Paid attention, so I have to do that next week when I go through there. I'm going to jump off the wife's up and stirring, so I'm going to go see her this morning, and I will talk to y'all later. Catch you this afternoon, maybe. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. Be safe out there.
Patrick,
perfect timing. Just pulled into the parking space. Annette, tell Miss Elise we said hey, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.